on location in San Diego. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 74. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, an author, and speaker. And our sponsor of this episode is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course, and the newest edition, it is the audiobook from Audible, is available on Audible. And I'm reading it myself, so you got to put up with me for about 3 hours. And you can get that on Amazon or Audible. Go there and get it now. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and I give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website at recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app, the Apple Podcast app, for instance, or there's Stitcher, there's TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. I do have a freebie. It's the opening chapter of my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can grab that as a digital download on my website at recruitme.com. You may hear some strange sounds behind me because I am right here in San Diego Harbor. They call it America's Cup Harbor, where I am recording this episode from, a beautiful December afternoon. It's Monday. This episode releases tomorrow, the 12th, on Tuesday. And I got to tell you, I'm loving it. My wife and I headed here from Colorado for a few days of R&R, getting near the water, and the weather cooperated. Mid-70s right now. You'll hear some sound effects in the background that are absolutely real. Yeah, like there's a helicopter, very, very strange-looking helicopter that's landing just across the way. The Coronado Naval Air Station is just across the bay from where I am right now. And I picked this place for a very specific reason. I've thought a couple weeks now about doing an episode from here, as I knew I'd be here, for a specific reason that I'll let you in on in just a moment. But I meet people wherever I go who are former scholarship athletes or are scholarship athletes or parents of athletes. And today I met Rouser. Yeah, Rouser. Rouser is a D1 scholarship football player about 10 years ago. And Rouser owns the kayak shop that my wife and I rented a kayak from and went out in La Jolla and spent about an hour just paddling around there, and had a chance to talk with Rouser afterwards. The guy was big, and so he was either basketball or football. Well, it turned out he was football, and told me about his experience. I thought I'd pass this along to you. He said the key moment for him was when he went to a camp in Nebraska. He didn't play for Nebraska, but that's where he was spotted. That's where he was recruited, and he went on to play all 4 years at a D1 school. So Rouser was recruited at a camp. Now, that doesn't mean that that's where you're going to be recruited, but it does show you that the right camp at the right time, well thought through, that is strategic. He didn't do 10 camps. I'll guarantee you that, but that is the one that really brought him into receiving that scholarship offer. So that's his story. America's Cup. America's Cup. I mentioned I'm in America's Cup Harbor here in San Diego. Behind me are hundreds of sailing yachts that are parked here. And I used to see, when my wife and I came here, one called Stars and Stripes. If you know anything about yachting and the America's Cup, by the way, America's Cup is the oldest international championship competition in history. The oldest. So maybe you want to do some homework on that. It goes back to the 1800s. But right here in this harbor, the America's Cup was competed and contested, I believe, 3 times. Late 80s, early 90s. I think early 90s is when it was. And Stars and Stripes was the yacht that won. In fact, it won twice, I believe, and once right here in this harbor where they hosted America's Cup. So it's a huge competition, and it only takes place every 3 or 4 years. The next one, I guess, is coming up in 2021. So check that out. I'm thinking about championships and thinking about what my topic in this episode is. It is legacy. I think back, Stars and Stripes, you can go back in history and look and see what the legacy that ship and its crew, led by, I believe, Dennis Connor, if you know that name, what is Dennis Connor's legacy? There's a museum here at the harbor, the Dennis Connor Museum. But I'm asking the question in this episode, especially as we come to the end of this year, you get to ask these kinds of questions of yourself. You know, how has the year been? Good, bad, what impact did I make? What are the highlights? And then you think about the upcoming year. How do I want the upcoming year to be different? How do I want the year ahead in 2018 to really be miles ahead of what 2017 will be like or was? But the bigger question I have for you that I want you to answer as an athlete and also as a parent, and I'll get into a little bit more detail into this, how this relates, is what will be your legacy? Athlete, what will be your legacy? Your athletic legacy, your academic legacy, a family legacy. What is your, perhaps you want to leave a spiritual legacy. We all should. What will be your spiritual legacy? Your community legacy. What will you be known for? Your school legacy, what we'd be known for at your school. And a legacy is something that you're known for. That's just one aspect of it. Here's something that I firmly believe. So you may, I don't know if you want to write it down, you can if you want to. A legacy shouldn't be something embedded in the past, but something that impacts the future. Your legacy shouldn't be something embedded in the past, but something that impacts the future. I'd mentioned in my recruiting efforts, I brought newspaper articles to a college coach and gave it to him so that he could see how great I was. And I left the articles with him. He never gave them back. And I did manage to find some on microfilm and print them out later on. And I still have those. But I look back and I read those articles, and it's great. It's great that I had a good history and I was talented, but I don't want my legacy to be embedded in the past, that people just remember me as a pitcher back in the 70s who was a great pitcher, fastball, just blew people away. Yeah, that's nice, but I don't really want to be my full legacy. There's more to life than that. You know, legacy is about being others-centered versus self-centered. Others-centered versus self-centered. I believe that is the kind of legacy that you want to leave, which means as you consider your athletics, as you consider excelling towards an athletic scholarship, what can you do to have the mindset that it's more other-centered than self-centered? It really is that way when you're part of a team. You can be an individual, but unless you're a team player, if you're in a team sport, you're not going to benefit others. You probably won't achieve that championship if you're self-centered. And it's the same thing about a legacy. What can you do that is other-centered versus self-centered? And that's something you have to live out. It has to be a mindset. It has to do with not only what you do on the field, but off the field. It has to do with what you do in life. It has to do with character. It has to do with family. Oh, there's so much. When it comes to legacy and being other-centered, not self-centered. For me, I feel I'm still building my legacy. I'm leaving a legacy. If I died today, I will have left a legacy. We all will leave some sort of legacy, whether we like it or not, whether it's good or bad. We are going to leave a legacy of what we are known for. But beyond that, what kind of impact that we had with our lives. Recruit Me might be part of my legacy. I do hope so. I hope that what I have established with the materials and resources, if I died today, you've got the resources there and somebody can pick those up and use those for years and years to come. That's a legacy that has an impact for the future. That's a legacy that's not self-centered, but other-centered. And if I were to die today, at least I know I'd have a book and an audiobook that you can use and a few other resources as well. I'm leaving my legacy in other areas too, in my family, my wife, my kids, my grandchildren, extended family. What kind of impact am I having on them by the way I live? Intentionally. What kind of impact? I have to think about that one. I know I could do much, much better. And I'm leaving a God legacy too. I really want to leave a God legacy. Something that's an impact for the Lord. For me personally, that's very important because it's eternal. So what kind of impact and what kind of legacy am I going to leave in that area? We're all building and we'll leave a legacy. It's just a matter of what it will be. And whether you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, or whether you're 40, 45, or 50 years old, man, you have a legacy that you are leaving. And I would encourage you to take a look at that and say, if I were to die today, what kind of legacy will I be leaving? That's a pretty pointed question, isn't it? But we have to ask those pointed questions. We have to ask those pointed questions. Ask good questions and you'll get good answers. And you want a good answer, you got to ask a good question. So that's a good question to ask. It will show how much of an impact your life is having on others and what kind of legacy that you're leaving. I bring this into the focus because as sports families, we can get wrapped up in sports. I mean, I have been there. I know that. I love sports. And when our kids were competing, that was a big part of my life, big part of their lives. But we can get wrapped up in sports. Keep in mind that sports is an activity. It's a means to an end. It's not the end. There's so much that you can glean and get out of sports. We talk about character. That's huge. Sports is a microcosm of life. What you learn in competition is what you can take and apply to life. But don't make sports the end. It's a means to an end. Parents, I know you probably understand that more than your kids, which leads me into my next point. What can we do as parents? And then what can we do as athletes? Parents, live out and offer perspective. Perspective. I talked about perspective several episodes ago. You can listen to that podcast episode. But perspective is so important. And when it comes to sports, understanding that it's not the end, but it's a means to the end. Perspective is huge. Parents, step back and help your son or daughter have perspective in their sport and in life. Parents, you can't pass that along to them unless you have perspective as well. And there are times in my life, in this whole sports thing, as a parent, I did not have perspective, and our kids paid dearly for that. I would encourage you to step back, take a deep breath, and have perspective. Maybe that's your goal for 2018, that you will have perspective. Maybe that's your word for 2018 is perspective. So important. Athletes, don't let sports or your scholarship be your everything. Don't find your identity in sports. That's short-sighted. Don't find your identity in sports. I got to tell you, that is so key, because I did find my identity in sports. I realize now as I look back and shortly after I was done with sports, is that was so much part of my identity. I would encourage you not to find your identity there. You are more than your sport. You are uniquely created, not just as an athlete, but as a person. And your identity is, you're an athlete. But that is not who you are. That's not who you are. So have perspective. Don't find your identity in sports. It's short-sighted. Hopefully these things are topics that will create some great conversation. I love doing that. Love to rattle your cage a little bit and as parents and athletes, man, talk this over, this whole podcast and this episode, talk it over and see what you think. And be evaluating this whole thing of legacy and what kind of legacy you want to leave. And as I stand here looking over the San Diego Harbor, America's Cup Harbor, and there are sailing boats and yachts just off in the distance there, I think about what is the legacy that Stars and Stripes left. I can't even find that yacht right now in any of these. I don't know where they took it, but it's docked somewhere else. It's distant memory. And most of you listening right now don't even recall Stars and Stripes winning the America's Cup. The longest, oldest international competition in history. And you've never heard of, or you don't even care about, what Stars and Stripes is and what it did. So, perspective, it's really important. Legacy, it's really important. And I hope that I've drilled that into you in this episode. Next episode, we are going to talk about goal setting for 2018. I want you to stay ahead of the curve. So goal setting for 2018 is our next topic, and we're going to have some fun with that. I'll be back in my studio. But for now, I'm signing off from a beautiful, sunny San Diego, where December has never been so nice. I love it. Anyway, make sure you go and get your free chapter of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook on my website, recruitme.com. And please share this episode with somebody. Just share the link so they can hear what you heard, if this was benefit to you. And thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.